We are learning Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the last line of Daf Hei Amud Beis. In the Mishnah, we had a machloikis, what is the shear that a katan, age, that a katan is chayiv al tzchinuch to be oyle regal? Beis Shammai says a very young age, when he could go ride on his father's shoulders up to the Beis HaMikdash, and according to Beis Hillel, if he could walk holding his father's hands at that age already, he is chayiv. Like in the Rashi's Revuyer, that 1 year old already, he could already ride on his father's shoulder. And let's say Beis Hillel will be like 2-3 years old. So it's machlekes. So you chayiv in chinuch of oyle regel for the katan at 1 year old or at 2-3 years old. That's what you have in our Mishnah. Maske flora abzera. Abzera is a kasha. Ad hocha man asya. And the question is like this. He somehow got to Yerushalayim, you know, in a wagon, whatever it is, but he came without his mother. And the Gemara's kasha is, the Gemara's assuming that the mother, since she's potter oyle regel, she didn't come. If she didn't come, so it means this child came without the mother. The Gemara's kasha is, if a child is big enough to travel without his mother, he's obviously big enough to either ride on his father's shoulders or to walk up holding his father's hand. If he's traveling without his mother, he's big enough. So what's the machlekes over here? If he's here without his mother, obviously he's chayiv and chinuch, because he's for sure over either age. Doesn't make sense to make him a machlekes if he's definitely older, because he came here from Bnei Brak without his mother. Omle Abaya, ad hocham to mechayv ime b'simcha isise. Abaya answers, no, we assume the mother doesn't come because the mother chayv el regal. The mother does come, because the mother has to come to Yerushalayim in order to eat the shalmei simcha. Because the isha is chayv and simcha, like we had, like we're going to have on Davav on base, that isha is potter el regal, which is oilus ria and a chagiga, but on simcha she's chayv. Maybe in Tosef Vuyer it's the chiyuv for the baila to be mesamcha, but she is chayiv and simcha. Therefore, she wants to eat shalom and simcha. She has to be in Yerushalayim. So, of course, she comes to Yerushalayim. She came with a child to Yerushalayim. Now, the question is, what? No, that only could be mizanazeh. That could be mizanazeh or bavel. Like Tosef brings down that gavi isha baila mesamcha, but bavel big ditzivaynim beritzav big depishton v'halcha mashma shalom and simcha mari. That Tosef asks, I hear it's mashma. That's Bashami Simcha. Maybe it has to do with Zman Mikdash or Zman after Bashami Mikdash. But here in Agamar, it sounds like there's a chiyah for the husband to Mesamech his wife, Bashami Simcha. So she's here. So Mekam Veilech, Im Yochel Lalois Velechois Biyachel of Mishalayim Laharabai is Chai, Veloy Potter. So they came here together. Now, from now on, so now here, all ages, the mother came with the baby. So it depends. If he's old enough that he can walk up to Yerushalayim according to Beis Hillel, he's chayiv to go up. I mean, walk up to Har Habayis. So he's chayiv to walk up to Har Habayis to El Regal. If not, he is potter. That's the Gemara comes out. And Legavi the Shami Simcha of Isha is a big tumult here, like we just spoke out. Look at Tosis in Sechus Kushan of Lama Dalam and Beis discusses this as well. But like from our Gemara's Mashma, there's a chayiv to Mesamech with Shami Simcha. So we have a chlekes here, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. What's the age that you chayv v'chinuch? According to Beis Shammai, a very young age, you can ride on his father's shoulders. According to Beis Hillel, you can walk up holding his father's hands. Heshif Rebbe takas Beis Hillel de Beis Shammai. So Rebbe had a taina to support Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai. It says in the pasuk by Chana, after Shmuel Navi was born, it says v'chana lo also. Chana did not go up to be oyle regel to Mishkan Shiloi. Let me wait until he gets older, until he finishes nursing, and then I'll bring him up. And he'll stay there because Chana promised to leave Shmuel by the Mishkan to help Eli HaKohen suck upon him. So he said, let me wait, I'm not going to go up until you go, which is 2 years old. Shmuel already from 1 year old already could ride on his father's shoulder. So why wasn't he chayv to be early regal? Elkanah, who's Chana's husband, should have brought him up. So what do you see? You see, there's no chayv chinuch until after 2 years old when he can walk up to ride to Beis Hillel. So Rebbe's father said back to him, or some have a gear, so Omalei Abaya, Tikshu lo Chana gufa, milu mechayiv and simcha. Ask Chana herself, why is she not going up? Isn't she chayiv and simcha? Ella, what's pshat? Chana mifankuso yaser to chazi baby Shmuel. Chana saw in Shmuel that he was a little bit delicate, sensitive, And he couldn't go make this trip at all because it ruined his health. And therefore, she's worried about Chosh Dorcha, and therefore she stayed back, even for herself. She stayed back for her son. And therefore, they didn't travel. So don't make any rise. Batsam, if she would have came, and he may would have been chay if he was up to it. Maisa, Shmuel was not up to going up. He was more sensitive, and therefore they waited until after Yigam Lanar to bring him up. Yeah. No, that was by Eil Regel. This pasuk is going on a story of Eil Regel. It was B'shas Ali Eil Regel. It said the next Yontif, Elkanah went up, and Chana did not go up. So it's talking about Eil Regel. She didn't go up. And she didn't bring Shmuel up. So that was the kasha that you see, he wasn't Chayim and Chinuch yet. Bayer Rab Shimon, Koton Chigar Ledivrei Beishamai, V'suma Ledivrei Shneim Mahu. The shaila is like this. You have a katan who is lame. He can't walk. The Fibre Shammai. So maybe he's chayim chinuch because you carry him on his shoulder. And suma, the Rishneim, because you can hold her hand, the katan suma chayiv in Ali al Regal. So Gemara is going to explain the Shaila. Mao. Hechidam. Ilim bechiga shein yochel espashet. Besuma shein eino yochel espatayach. If it's a type of a suma or a type of a lameness, that will not heal ever, so then there's no tzad he should be chayiv when he's a katan. Has the gadol potter katan abayi? If he's a bit when he becomes a gadol, he's a potter katan abayi. Doesn't apply chinuch only in order to train him into doing the mitzvahs he has to do when he's a gadol. But if he's in a gadol, he's going to be a potter. For example, a sumo that's always going to be a sumo or a chigar. We learned before sumo and chigar is potter. So if he's always going to be a sumo or a chigar, so then there's no reason to train him because he's even when he comes to God, he's not going to be chayiv. So that's no shaila that you have to do chinuch on katan chigor or katan suma. L'tzricha, what the shaila is in this case, b'chigor shiachos fashet, v'sumah shiachos fatayach, a chigor that's going to get better when becomes a gadol, and a suma that could get better when he becomes a gadol, samay. So shaila is fibre shamay. So even though he can't walk now, but since I can carry my shoulder, so I'm chayim chinuch. He holds that there's an inyan chinuch that carries the son on the shoulder to train him into Eil Regel, because when he gets old, he's chayim Eil Regel. According to Beis Hillel, holds you have to walk, but a suma katan could be chayim because I can walk holding his hand. So like upon him, that also should be chayim. But Beis Shammai holds that the katan doesn't have to do the maisa of Eil Regel exactly the way he does when he's a gadol. That's why you put him on the shoulder. Beis Hillel holds it has to be done the same exact way, just like you don't give a lemon to a cotton for Esther, he has to be able to walk. He can hold someone's hand, but he can walk. He has to walk. So the question is a suma who right now, if he would be a god, would be potter, is he chayiv and chinuch? That's Gemara Shaila. Am I baya? No, you're not chayiv. Kol hecha the godo mechayiv and the raisa, cotton am mechayiv chinulei. Anyone that, if he would be a god, would be chayiv, then the cotton is chinuch. Kol hecha the godo potter and the raisa, any type of person that, if you be a god, will be potter, midrabanan katan and potter. Midrabanan also, a katan is potter. So, a katan coming out the vada, a katan chigar, even if he's going to get better, or a suma, ledirishneim, saibe shamisil, a potter, because right now, if he would be a god, he would be potter. So, even though he's a katan now, he's just a potter. That's the end of the first part of the Mishnah. Now, the next part of the Mishnah talked about the two kabanas that you bring in early regal. The Oilus Ria and the Chagiga. Oilus Ria obviously is an Oila, and Chagiga is a Shlomim. And the Chalik is, what's the minimum shear of this carbon? Beis Shammai said that a Ria is Shtei Kesef, and Chagiga is one Ma'ah. So Ria is two Ma'ah, Chagiga is one Ma'ah. And he says the opposite. A Ria was one Ma'ah, and Chagiga is two Ma'ah. So the Chalik is, what's a bigger carbon, the Chagiga or the Oila? Shami Simcha is a third thing. Is Chagiga, first of all, only bring one Chagiga. Shami Simcha is a chiyuv all 7 or 8 days of, you know, Pesach 7 days and Sukkot 8 days. Every day is a chiyuv Simcha. And the chiyuv is to eat Basa Shlomim. So you have to bring a Shami Simcha every 2 days to have Basa Shlomim to eat. You could bring a, you could use Maisa Behema also. You would not have to bring, right? You have a Chagiga. If you have enough food Chagiga, you would not have to bring Shami Simcha. Yeah. Yeah. Zok to Gemara, Tana Rabbanon. Beis Shammai Omer. Now we're going to discuss this machlokes Beis Shammai Hillel, why he holds Oilas more and why he holds Chagigas more. Tana Rabbanan, Beis Shammai Omer, Hariya Shtei Kesef, Chagiga Ma'a Kesef. Hariya is two Kesef and the chagiga is one ma'ah. Sharia, what's pshat? Why is oila more? Why do you spend more on the oila? Sharia oila kula is oila and it's kula gavaya. It's all a gavaya. So it's more chashiv. Therefore, it should be more expensive. Hashenkim chagiga, which the bialim eat as well. Therefore, it's not as chashiv. You don't bring it as big. Another reason why the oil is better than the shlamim. By mitzinu, by atzeres, by shavuos, shariva and makasa of oilos, yaisim shlamim. On the yontav of shavuos, they bring carbon tzibur, they bring shlamim and oilos, and it's 10 oilos and 2 shlamim. So you see that the oilos are more, therefore it's more chashiv, and therefore you bring, he holds that on when you oil regal also, oilos shariva is more chashiv. Ubeisil tanas no, beisil oimrim, hariya ma kasa, vachigas le kasa, the chigas more chashiv, why? First of all, shchagigas yeshna lefnei adibur. Chagiga was before the Dibur. In order to explain that, I'll just read you the pasuk. In the parasha of Spatim, there's a parasha that talks about what happened before Matan Torah. It says in the pasuk, they Yishlach es nari bnei Yisrael, v'yalu oilos, they brought oilos, v'yizbichu zvachim shlomim l'ashem parim. And they brought zvachim l'ashem parim, shlomim l'ashem parim. And the Gemara learns this shlom was chagiga because it says that he didn't tell Paroi v'yichoygu li b'midbar. They said they want to go to the midbar v'yichoygu li b'midbar and we want to have a chag there, which means chagiga. And therefore, shlom is chagiga. Aye, the oilos. The Gemara will discuss what it means oilos. But like upon him, Zok Vesil, you see that shlomim, which is chagiga, was before Matan Torah, was before the Dibur. So therefore, it has a chashivas. Mashenkin v'ria. Mashenkin oilos ria was not before the Dibur. V'oi, the nacha araya, that oila is more, that the chagiga is more chashiv than oila. V'oi, metzina v'nesiyim, shiribahem akasav v'shlam yesed me'v'oilos. We find by the Nesiyim, who brought the Kabbanis when they inaugurated the Mishkan, so every day a different Nasi brought the Kabbanis, and if you figure out the total amount of Kabbanis, there was 204 shlamim brought, and only 36 oilos. That means every day the Nasi brought 17 shlamim and 3 oilos. So it'll end up being much more shlamim than oilos. Therefore, that's based Hillel's raya that chagiga is better. Shlamim is better. So we have a machlokes there, but shamim is Hillel.
They use the same raya adopted away.
What? Huh?
Using the same raya adopted away.
Well, one's a Siyim, one's from Atzeres, one's from Shavuos. What do you mean?
Yeah, well, one's in the fact that the number was higher.
Right, it's a different Yom Tov. The Gemara will discuss. Let's see the Gemara. Why he brings raya from here, from the Siyim, he brings raya from Shavuos. We'll see. But Basil, my time alone with Beshamai. Why didn't Basil say like Beshamai, who brings Beshamai, says two svaras? First of all, he says kula legavaya, that makes the oil more chashiv. And number two is from Shavuos. So Basil, my time alone with Beshamai, the ka'amrit ria adifat oil kula gavaya, adarab, giga adifat, this beish tay achilas. If I care it, chagiga is better because there's two achilas, chilas adam and chilas uzbeach. But the ka'amrit nailed my tzaras, and your tiny you learn from Shavuos, dumb carbon yachim, carbon yachim, dumb carbon yachim, carbon zibur. We bring a raya, we're the oilos ria and chiga are carbon as yachid. So you bring a raya from another carbon yachid, you don't bring a raya from carbon zibur. At tzaras, Shavuos is a carbon zibur if you don't bring a raya. If we answer both Beshamah's rayas. Beshamah, my time will learn from Basil. Why are Beshamah's say like Basil? The ka'amrit, chagiga adifa, the yeshav bnei adibur, you tiny chagiga is better. Because it's for the dibur, ria yinam yeshav bnei adibur. Ria is also bnei adibur. Because it says in the pasuk, oilos. Like we read in the pasuk, it says, v'yizbichu zvachem, v'yalu oilos, v'yizbichu zvachem shlom l'ashem. So he says that also, oilos ria also was before. And ayat haina of nesim, ayat haina, the ka'amrit day of nesim, donim dova noyegudairis, dova noyegudairis, vin dova noyegudairis, dova shen noyegudairis. You bring a raya for something that's noyeg, Ludairis for generations, like Atzeres is noyig every single year, and Mashenkin Nesim was only a one-time thing. You don't learn out Aliyah Lerega from a one-time thing. I'm going to see him. Definitely don't learn out from there. Well, Beis Hillel. So we answered each of each other's tainus. Now Beis Hillel, my shtok chagiga diyeshen bnei adibur. Why Beis Hillel say the chagiga is for adibur? The chsiva yizbuchu zvachum shlomim rianami akchsiva yalo oilos says also oilos. A good taina Beis Shammai has oilos also for adibur. And for the Gemara, Kesavri Beis Hillel. That oila was a tamid. It was not a oilas ria. And therefore, you don't have a precedent of oilas ria before the more matan tire. But Shammai said, no, oilas shakiv yishol b'midvah, oilas ria ha'avoy. But Shammai says, no, that was an oilas ria, was not an oilas tamid. So it comes out, it's machlekes b'Shammai said, if the oila they brought was an oilas tamid or oilas ria, Basil holds was an oilas tamid, and therefore it's not a raya. Only chagiga was before the dibur. Mashenkin Beishami says no. They're both the same thing. They're both yeshav and dibur, both oilas ria and shlomim.